Chris Gaffney, guitarist, singer, and accordion player for the Hacienda Brothers, died last month at age 57 after suffering from liver cancer. Yet he and group co-founder Dave Gonzalez have a new CD, their fourth, set for release next month. It's called Arizona Motel. Variety described their music as, quote, fusing elements of Mexican border music, American soul, and Bakersfield honky-tonk country, unquote. The Hacienda Brothers described their music as Western soul. Here's a taste from the most recent Hacienda Brothers CD, What's Wrong with Right, which includes It Tears Me Up, a song from the album's producer, Dan Penn.
I see him kiss your lips, squeeze your fingertips, and it tears me up. It's a cold, cold world I'm living in. I turn my back and there you are with my best friend. Sometimes we pass on the street, darling. You look at me as if to say, I'm sorry, my sweet. Maybe by saying sorry ain't good enough. But you look at me with that certain smile. Baby, it tears me up.
In addition to his recordings as one of the Hacienda Brothers, Chris Gaffney played with Dave Alvin's Guilty Men and with his own band, Cold Hard Facts. Terry spoke with Chris Gaffney in 2006 and asked what led him to the hybrid of soul and country music.
Well, I listened to soul music all my life when I grew up. Basically, I was like a big Otis Redding fan. Played in a few bands, Western bands. Played a little while with Webb Pierce and Ferlin Husky. I just played bass then, never sang. But when it came time to sing, I liked country and soul. If you live long enough, you're going to hear a lot of music. And those are the two favorite types of music that I like.
Before we get to some originals from What's Wrong with Right, I want to play another song that'll be familiar to a lot of our listeners. So this is a Cowboys to Girls that was a hit for the Intruders in 1968. It was written by Gamble and Huff, two of the guys behind the Philly Sound. So why did you choose to do this song?
I graduated in 1968, and it was one of those songs. It was a magic song that year. It was one of those songs that got people on the dance floor. And if you had your lady with you, that was the one you wanted to dance to. I have been known to go out on the dance floor by myself.
Which is particularly hard to do with a slow dance, isn't it?
Yeah, I was slow dancing with myself.
So let's hear Cowboys to Girls. This is the Hacienda Brothers from their latest CD, What's Wrong with Right.
I remember when I used to see you jumping rope, up and down, baby. I remember when you got your first baby coat. But you were young.
The Hacienda Brothers from their CD, What's Wrong with Right. Chris, I read that you were a boxer before you became a professional musician, and you actually won a Golden Gloves tournament. Is that right?
Yes.
What year?
Yes, you can call me 1967.
That's great. So how did you start boxing?
I started awkwardly. Boxing is very unnatural, but I had a slick trainer, and then later on, I hooked up with Jackie McCoy, who had 5 world champions, and I got to be in the ring with some great people, and since I wasn't much of a what they call a one-punch knockout artist, I just learned how to work hard and make moves and slip and move and give angles. I've never been a handsome man, but my nose is not all jacked up, you know, if you look at the pictures.
Right. You have a song that you wrote on the new CD, What's Wrong With Right, that's about boxing. It's about a boxer.
Uh-huh.
It's about...
I wrote that about the great Barry McGuigan from Belfast. We have... Well, he had a world championship belt. I don't have that. But his dad used to sing Danny Boy before each and every one of his fights. My dad would come to all my fights, and in the dressing room, he would sing things like Everybody Loves Somebody Sometime, you know, because my dad was a partier. Pat McGuigan, Barry's dad, would sing Danny Boy before each and every fight. And he passed away a month before Barry fought Stevie Cruz from Fort Worth for the title. And I could see it in the way Barry moved in the ring, that he was just not all there. He went the whole 15 rounds, but it was pathetic. All his strength had been sapped from him. You know, and of course I had thrown a line about Las Vegas, but that's not what took it out of him, mm-hmm. You know.
Well, this is a great song, and I'd like to play it. And the song is called If Daddy Don't Sing Danny Boy Tonight, and it's written and sung by Chris Gaffney.
I was a fighting champion from Belfast, Ireland, when I kissed my mother goodbye. Dad had gone 1 month before I looked in her dead eyes. She said, I know you're strong and I know you're brave, and in my heart you're mine. But I fear for you down in my soul if Daddy don't sing Danny Boy tonight. Las Vegas heat, it sapped my strength beneath the ringside lights. And a brown-skinned boy from Fort Worth, Texas is trying to take my life. But my title, it's worth more to me than even drawing breath. So in memory of my dear old dad, I'll fight him to the death.
Some fight for love. So how did you get into music from boxing?
I guess I got lucky.
Well, you said, you know, you still play accordion, but I think you started playing it when you were a boy. What were you playing? Why was accordion your instrument?
Well, this is an odd story, but I'll synopsize it. There are those people that come in the neighborhood, well, this is in the 50s, that either sell you accordion lessons, or there's a guy with a Shetland pony you can get your picture taken on. My parents couldn't afford a piano, so they thought that I should go to Joe Vandervoek's Central School of Music to learn accordion. And it was a bummer. It was because I'm very much into sports. And looking out your window at people playing, throwing the football while you're playing Lady of Spain is a bummer. That's how I got into it.
So when you started playing in bands, did you see a place for accordion in it?
No, I had no. I wanted to be in UFO. I wanted to be in a rock band.
Chris Gaffney, speaking to Terry Gross in 2006. He died last month at age 57. His fourth CD with the Hacienda Brothers, Arizona Motel, will be released next month.